Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Game Changer. It is the best name for a company, I'm telling you, because it is a game changer. It not only keeps stats, you can live stream, you can keep score, you can do all sorts of stuff on it. It's available on Android and iOS. Go over and check it out, gc.com. It's all you would need as a basketball coach or a basketball parent. Let's head off to the podcast. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to High School Hoops. Voices, shots, energy high. That's what we're going to call it. Very cloudy. All right, before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. Go over and check them out. They're great people. Best machines. Love them. I love their customer service. So that's the first thing. Second thing is make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. A lot of changes, a lot of things coming up. So make sure you go over and check that out. Shortest intro ever. Teacher, Dr. Dish, you should buy them both. There's a reason I talk about them all the time. All right. So today we're going to talk about tweaks for playoffs. And I like it more. I like more. I like more what you're thinking about tweaks in the second half of the season too.
I agree. I would also say, like, I think last week's podcast was really important about what you emphasize. I think those other tweaks, if you don't have those things and those point of emphasis and you're not doing what your identity is, forget the tweaks. Forget them. That's why my emphasis right now is last week when I talked about those are my points. And then those other things will fall into place. But if I don't have those things, then this podcast is a waste of your time today. That's my opinion. I mean, I guess I'm just a little disgruntled. I mean, just saying, like, we got to have those things in place that you emphasize, you know, that culture piece, that those things that you value with the basketball and all those little things before, you know, you really start talking about tweaks.
I 100% agree. I think the key to tweaks is addition by subtraction.
Right.
This is my issue, and this is where one of my assistant coaches helps me a lot. Some things we were doing offensively early in the season weren't working the way we needed. So we added some new things, and now we added, and we're going to probably add some new things as we move forward, but we're only going to add something if we subtract something. So we got rid of that. Wasn't working. We thought we were better at a specific part of our offense and we weren't as good. So we got rid of it. We literally have not run it. We actually ran it yesterday. We ran it yesterday in our walkthrough because the team we were playing was running it. So they could kind of remember what was going to happen. But other than that, we haven't run it. We haven't run it in five games probably because it's not working. So, but then I added something new. So I'm only going to add, when I do my tweaks, I change my out of bounds plays. Now, the only issue is sometimes situational work. I will keep adding to situational work. Down 7, 3 minutes to go, down 2 with 7 seconds to go. Some of those things, because we'll just rep those, and I'm probably going to take a timeout anyway to, hey, you go here, you do this, because we've already practiced it, blah, blah, blah. But those I will make sure I have enough in my arsenal, and I like to add those. Those are kind of like vitamins. I add those over time. But other than that, if I'm like, I literally got rid of all my out of bounds plays. But all right, so sorry to interrupt the podcast, but this is going to be worth it. Trust me, it is going to be worth it. This podcast is brought to you by Game Changer. And I know, Coach, you love Game Changer, don't you?
I do. I started using the Game Changers basketball app to track stats in my middle school games. And no pun intended, but it's been a true game changer. It's helped me know what we're missing out on, or know what our weaknesses are. If it's turnovers one game, free throws the next, it can all be tracked in the app. And the first time I
Free.
used
Free
it,
app.
free,
Free
yeah,
app.
free app for iOS or Android. The first time I used it, my players were blown away because right after the game, I told them how many points, how many turnovers. There wasn't a delay, right? It
Right.
was right there on the app. Super simple to use, just a couple clicks of a button. You're tracking points, you're tracking turnovers. You upload all your player numbers, and the
And the
future is going to be bright too. Let me tell
yeah,
you why. They're
and the
using
parent that doesn't
AI.
if the parent doesn't know everything, they can actually do this. It's a pretty
Oh
quick
yeah, they don't need to know
progression.
anything. That's what I
Right.
was worried about, that they're gonna be, I mean, they know what a bucket is, they know what,
Yeah, free throw
sometimes
is.
it comes, some questions around assists or
Right.
whatever, but we
Yes.
work it out. It doesn't have to be perfect. But what I'm really looking forward to as an ex-high school coach is the ability to do all the stats using AI, and that's coming very soon with the app because they have video, right? So you're
Right.
shooting
It's
video.
free video that grandma in Wyoming can
That's right.
watch, right? Like live
Yeah.
stream it. Yes.
Live stream
Yes.
it. Yeah. So grandma can live stream it. But what they're doing with the video is they're going to be able to track stats
Ooh.
just using AI. So it's going to be pretty amazing. So jump on it right now. You can easily find it at gc.com. That's greatcollins.com. So there we
Climate for
go. So
Collins. We'll
let's
go
do that
one
one
more.
more time. G as in great, C as in Collins.com, and look for the basketball app under sports. Like I said, it's free. And if you're looking just to improve practices, improve your players, it's a great way to keep individual stats as well as team stats super easy to use.
And it's free.
GC.com.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Yes. Couple new ones in, and I'll probably put a new one in
So what
today.
happens when those out of bounds plays have been so effective? Do you
Then I
keep
then,
them?
then yeah, but then I'll do little
I'm
tweaks
just
like,
trying to play devil's advocate. So like right now, we
well,
had
why
a
are you
conversation.
changing it if it's
Right,
working?
right. And right now, it's been really effective. I feel like we've ever since I made a change to a different alignment and so forth, we're scoring every game. We're just getting 3 to 4 buckets out of it. So it's hard for me with that standpoint. I would say that the add and subtract is good. I've tried not to add too much early so I can make more time to add things later, right? And so, but the key is that once you add something, you got to know that it's working. So like the base offense that we have is working. Now I'm trying to think of, okay, what kind of sets can I do? What player do I want to emphasize or highlight? Like, all right, and you talk about this with sets, right? Oh, this set already gives me this action. I need this action now because this is how that player scores. For example, let's take player four. Okay, player four is my four on my team. She is scoring a lot of points. She's playing really well, and she does really good off of two actions: coming off a back screen and posting up at her size, and coming off a pin down screen. So how can I emphasize that? That's an easy. I mean, you could find a million sets or great sets to do that, but it's making sure that design, that set, that what you're doing fits your kids,
Right. And
especially
I
at
also
playoff
want
time.
to exploit, I want to be able to, if you watched our game from last night, yesterday, that we were able to exploit one of their players. I knew I could do that because I got calls to be able to basically isolate any specific player that I need to.
Yep, I have one too. I'm not going to
For
tell you
each
what it is.
number, I hate number. I think positionless basketball is the way to go. But anyway,
I actually just use the players' names. I
yep.
literally call out their
And
name,
then,
and the girls know what to do.
yep. And it's like an ISO kind of thing. And it worked. I mean, we scored a couple layup buckets. We literally
Right.
scored uncontested layups in the half court at our level. It's crazy. You just don't do that. But we
Right.
were able to isolate a player and it worked, and that's what I think works really well. So anyway,
So are you saying too, when you get to tweaks in your offense, finding ways to just isolate a player or a matchup at the end of the season is huge too?
yes,
Because
I
I
think
think
you
it
got to
even
keep it
becomes
simple.
right. I
Simple.
think that's a great point, coach.
It's like it's an ISO. It's a like blah, blah, blah. And then what we work on, important with these tweaks, is what we work on with the tweaks is if you don't have, this isn't me telling you you can just shoot. It's if you don't have something, then we got to get back and what are we going to run offensively?
Right. So also tweaks can be something that you've already have that you like. Let's say I like my zone offense, which I do. I think it's doing well. I'm like, but how can I get my bigs to cross more? So I'll do an adjustment off of my zone. So I have two variations of the zone offense that I'm working with. So those little tweaks too of like just certain cuts and actions just in your simple zone offense is a tweak that can be super positive. We run a motion offense. We run a certain action that puts that player in the bottom of the zone, the 4-out 1 in, and now we have a different look by putting that one player in the bottom of the 1-4 high. Okay, I mean the 4-out 1 in compared to somebody else. Those little things can make a huge difference just by adding those simple little tweaks. It doesn't mean like I'm running this offense all the way to this offense. It's like, okay, what can I do to strengthen what I already have? Because at
Right.
this point, playoff time, you better know what you're good at. Because if you haven't dumped it now, it's too late.
Yeah,
Do you
and
know what
the
I'm
thing is,
saying?
that's what the whole season should be. What are we good
Right.
at? What are we not? And you know, my team this year has been so injured and banged up. That's been the hardest part for me is
For
I'm not
sure.
sure what we're good at. Like I know
Right.
what individuals are, but I'm not sure, you know, we're missing the flour and the sugar to bake the cookies. So
Right.
now
And then it
it's like,
comes to when you have those players who you're matched up to that night too,
right.
right? Because like, oh my God, I have these. I know that this group, even though we're down, I can match up well. Oh yeah, this group here, man, I don't know what to do, and I don't know if our offense is gonna. So when you're injured and stuff like that, it makes it even harder.
Does
So,
to make sure that they're all tweaking. All right, anything else?
nope, good conversation.
Great conversation. I think so too, Coach. Have some coffee. Those of you that are
Kindness
listening,
matters.
yes, it does.
Sports Social Podcast Network.